Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 28, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Transcatheter or surgical aortic valve replacement in low-risk patients at 7 years. This study from the PARTNER 3 trial aimed to provide longer-term clinical outcomes and valve durability assessments up to 7 years for low-risk patients with severe symptomatic aortic stenosis. Patients were randomly assigned in a 1-to-1 ratio to undergo either transfemoral transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR, or surgical aortic valve replacement. Prior 5-year data from this trial demonstrated similar outcomes between the two procedures. The research underscores the importance of continued long-term evaluation for valve durability and clinical effectiveness in these patients. Article number 2. Using PREVENT equations to compare intensive versus standard systolic blood pressure control for primary prevention in SPRINT. This secondary analysis of the SPRINT trial aimed to quantify the relative and absolute benefits and harms of intensive versus standard systolic blood pressure, SBP treatment, using the new predicting risk of cardiovascular disease events PREVENT equations. The PREVENT equations provide enhanced risk stratification by integrating estimated glomerular filtration rate, omitting race, and encompassing total cardiovascular disease events, including heart failure. This research established a method for more precisely comparing intensive versus standard SBP control by varying cardiovascular risk levels. The study demonstrates the utility of the PREVENT equations in refining primary prevention strategies for cardiovascular disease. Article number 3. Effect of intensive blood pressure control on stroke. A pre-specified secondary analysis of the ISPR trial. This pre-specified secondary analysis of the ISPR trial evaluated the effects of intensive blood pressure control on stroke outcomes. Hypertensive patients with elevated cardiovascular risk were randomized to either intensive treatment, targeting systolic blood pressure, SBP, below 120 millimeters of mercury, or standard treatment, aiming for SBP below 140 millimeters of mercury. The study investigated the comparative impact of these two blood pressure management strategies on preventing stroke. This research highlights the critical role of SBP reduction in stroke prevention, providing a focused comparison of intensive versus standard therapeutic approaches. Article number 4. Clinical practice of surgical treatment for left-sided infective endocarditis. Nationwide data from the NIDAS Registry. This observational cohort study utilized nationwide data from the NIDAS Registry to describe the clinical practice of surgical treatment for left-sided infective endocarditis, i.e. The research specifically aimed to detail the utilization of surgery based on established indications and to assess associated mortality rates in this patient population. By examining a broad national cohort, this study overcomes limitations of prior research from selected tertiary centers, providing a more representative picture of real-world surgical approaches. This comprehensive analysis establishes a valuable benchmark for understanding current surgical interventions and outcomes in left-sided IE. Article number 5. Long-term outcomes of early surgery versus conventional treatment for asymptomatic severe mitral regurgitation. A propensity analysis. This observational study employed propensity analysis to compare long-term outcomes of early surgical intervention versus conventional treatment for asymptomatic patients with severe mitral regurgitation. Researchers enrolled 1063 consecutive asymptomatic patients exhibiting severe degenerative mitral regurgitation and preserved left ventricular LV function with prospective follow-up from 1996 to 2016. The study provides crucial data to address the clinical controversy surrounding the optimal timing of surgery in this specific patient group. This comprehensive analysis helps to establish the long-term impact of different management strategies for asymptomatic severe mitral regurgitation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.